Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 17th day of August, 2009. We're going to be live for the next 4 hours. We're going to have wide open phones. We have a special surprise guest, even bigger than Friday's surprise guest, Alan Keyes. We have a special surprise guest in the last hour of the show today. I am just going to leave it at that. Special surprise guest today will be very interesting, very informative. Coming up in the last hour of the show today. It will be newsworthy. It will make the news. And we'll just leave it at that. Webster Tarpley, I've been having him on a lot lately because he really is an expert on Obama, on the death panels, on what's really happening with socialistic eugenics healthcare. He's popping in the third hour. And we have Pale Horse. I got an email last Thursday from Pale Horse, but didn't have time to research it. So we're going to go ahead and have him on today. He's the guy you saw all over ABC News, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, CNBC, BBC, showing his YouTube videos. He, as a militia member, he's got a stocking over his face and an army cap or an army helmet, depending on the video, saying, "We have a right to keep and bear arms," with the voice changer going. And so he wants to tell his side of the story and talk about the media demonization and the Southern Poverty Law Center demonization. And he contacted us last week. I did some research. And now we've got him coming on. Look forward to having Pale Horse on the show today on the demonization of the militia movement in this country. So Pale Horse and T-minus, 57 minutes, 30 seconds. And we got Webster Tarpley on for an hour, and then surprise guest. I will just leave it at that. Very excited about this surprise guest today. Yes, I'm building up a bit of suspense. But also, in the past I've announced a big guest, and then people have kind of called up and tried to sabotage the interview. So that's the main reason I don't announce big guest. But it also has the added surprise of the fact that it is a surprise. A treat. We like giving the listeners treats. We like treats. Surprises are fun. When I was a kid, my dad about once a month would take me to see a movie. But he'd never tell me we're going to a movie. Sometimes he'd say, "Come on with me. Where are we going? I'll tell you later." It'd be the grocery store. Or it'd be the shooting range, or he'd say, "Oh, we're driving out to go dove hunting on this dove lease out here," or "We're going water skiing," or "We're going to go fishing," or but once a month, "We're going to see a movie." Of course, he wouldn't tell me until we pulled up the movie theater, and then it'd be a surprise what movie it was. So maybe that's why I like surprises. Some people have had bad surprises in their life, and they don't like any surprises. You know, even when bad things happen to me now, it's kind of like a neat surprise. Oh, look, guys are waiting for me in the parking lot. Oh, one just punched me in the nose. This is kind of a fun surprise. Maybe I'm just a sick person. Maybe that's all it is. Because then I get to give them a surprise, see? Oh, life is so wondrous, so magical, so incredible. And you never know what is going to happen next. But I guess my ancestors were adventurers, were trailblazers, were freebooters in many respects. And so I am what I am. And I guess we all are. All of humanity has wondrous history, amazing ancestors, and an even greater future. We don't let the control freak eugenicists control our destinies. Okay, unbelievably important news and information. More congressmen are going public saying they're planning on martial law in America, and they're going to use the whole flu as a cover story. You heard it here first. I will toot our horn. No brag, just fact.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's B-I-O, Green Clean, BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreen Clean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just in, ladies and gentlemen, from townhall.com, going up on infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. The White House is abuzz with talk of witchcraft by first grandmother, 72-year-old Marion Robinson, who lives in the White House residence. A close friend of Michelle Obama says the president is furious at his mother-in-law after learning what she is practicing Santeria, an African spirit cult, in the White House. Ladies and gentlemen, maybe we should get Tex Mars to pop in the next few days for a quick interview on this subject. It is a fact on record that Obama carries bizarre charms in his pocket connected to cults in India, Africa, and the Middle East. All sorts of bizarre Santeria connected. But hey, Tony Blair's wife, the former British Prime Minister, admittedly is a practicing witch and practices all sorts of possession. And even BBC reported that Tony Blair practices being possessed by different spirits and flops around on the floor. You cannot make this up. He flops around like out of The Exorcist and is possessed by the spirit of light or the light giver. Doesn't call it Lucifer, just calls it Light Giver. Light Bearer, that's, of course, the name of Lucifer, his proper name. So you can't make this up. I mean, you read the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment Treaty, and it says that they want to return the Earth to a pagan religion of with human sacrifice. Look, I know it sounds insane. It is insane. I'm not the one doing this. People think I'm nuts because I'm the one reporting it. I had a top geologist and best-selling author on yesterday from Australia. Never heard of me. Breaking down the giant eugenicist cult. The death cult that runs everything. Their master plan for a world government. You can read all these different books and State Department memorandums. This is really what they believe. This is really what they are pushing. It is not a joke. It is not a game. And see, people will see this article about Santeria in the White House, which is voodoo. It's all it is voodoo light. It's white magic voodoo. Santeria is white magic voodoo. Voodoo, as it's known, as practiced in the Caribbean, is the black magic version of Santeria. Okay, for people that don't understand this. People get confused by it. That's all. That's all. And invariably, the wackos that practice it get mad at somebody, even if they're a white witch, and end up doing the bad stuff. And when I say that, I mean in their view. My view, it's all bad, but this is the way their whacked-out system works. They are the most unhappy. Well, just any country that adopts Santeria goes directly down the rat holes, directly down the toilet. I mean, if you want sewage rolling down the streets and chickens running around the streets and starving kids and people dressed up in skeleton outfits, if you want to live in Haiti or the worst parts of the Dominican Republic or other parts of the world, other armpits, then. But I mean, that's what our country is. I mean, Hillary was doing seances in the White House. Reagan, every decision he made was run by an astrologer. That's just a gateway into white magic. More quackery, more buffoonery, more idiocy. These people make me sick. And please don't send me 10,000 emails saying, not all of it's dark or evil or occultic. Whatever. I'm talking about the elite. What they're into is Satan worship. Most stratas of the New World Order are Satan worship. And then at the very top crust, it's Lucifer worship. And they're just a bunch of unhappy, power-tripping, greedy, selfish people. And that's why they haven't found the real power. And you just look at them, they just radiate weakness. But because they are weak inherently, they try to mass power and federal military around them and try to control your life. And they hate people with real power, the power of life, the power of creation, the power of the universe. I mean, it isn't even a comparison. The power of goodness compared to the power of evil. I always liken it to cancer. A cancer in a human body, if it had a consciousness, which it doesn't, but if it had a consciousness, it would imagine that it was having victory after victory, that it was running through the flesh, taking over systems, doing whatever it wants, reigning. But soon it kills the host. It's like a dog dragging a 200-pound tick. The tick is going to kill its host and then die itself. And, the tick will greedily keep sucking the blood as it injects the anticoagulant into the flesh. And, it will hold on with its mandibles if you try to dislodge it and whisper to you that it's doing it for your own good. And it loves you, and don't be mean. Don't be abusive. Be sweet to it. You know, it's loving and good. It gave you everything you have. You're going to die if you dislodge the tick. And most societies, most cultures allow the tick to stay on. But true goodness, true wholesomeness must be willing to stand up to the tick. But the problem is the tick intimidates people and says, go along with me, and I'll not eat you. But in the end, the tick does devour you. I mean, I told you, Michelle Obama is a Satan worshiper. I can take one look at her eyes, just like I can look at Aleister Crowley's eyes, or Tony Blair's eyes, or Sherry Blair's eyes, or any of these people, and they are just smoldering and burning with Satanism. I've said publicly on air, Michelle Obama is far more evil than Barack Obama. Far more evil. Barack Obama is more narcissistic and on a mindless power trip. He's mainly into being an overachiever and being patted on the head by elites. Though he does like destroying good, wholesome societies, because that's part of his dominance. But Obama is able to sell evil better because he doesn't burn with a pure Luciferian light. Now, Michelle Obama has a satanic light. Treasury Secretary, you could say I see their auras, folks, but I mean that just off there, off studying these people. If you look at Treasury Secretary, former Treasury Secretary Snow, that is someone absolutely possessed with Luciferian energy. I mean, every time I see that guy, even on television, I have to actually step back, because you're looking, Donald Rumsfeld has that energy but is able to cloak it a bit better. Snow just seethes with it, absolutely seething with it. Treasury Secretary Paulson, Henry Paulson, former Treasury Secretary, he is so overtaken with it, he is just wrecked. He is in another place. He is meditating whenever he is at a podium. He's not even there. He is so possessed by it, he isn't even in this plane anymore. That's somebody who's been completely taken off. And I know you don't believe this, folks. They believe it. Okay? I know you don't believe it, but see, they believe it. Even if you're an atheist and you don't believe in good and evil, you don't believe in different spiritual forces in this universe, you're flying along on a giant planetoid orbiting a sun in deep space. There's magic and incredible energy all around you, fools. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. And there are spiritual forces alive and operating in this dimension and other dimensions all around us. There's no doubt. No doubt about that. But even if you don't believe in any of that, every globalist I've ever run into or whose literature I've read, Dr. Pianka at UT, who says he wants to kill 90% of us, on the UT website, he's dressed in a druidic robe talking about Lucifer. I mean, you know, with a Merlin staff, with a Saruman's. I mean, these people mean business, folks. They want to kill you, period. It is the greatest exercise of power is to kill. That's why you read the writings of Lenin. He said, I want a world government so that we can then develop a scientific weapon to destroy the earth and the sun. My one goal. You can pull his poetry up. His one goal, written in the teens before he even had the revolution. I think it was one horrible poem was written in 1915, 3 or 4 years before he took over Russia, about how he wanted to create a scientific dictatorship and destroy earth. I mean, these people are, I want to destroy you. It's like Hellraiser. Event horizon, hole in the dimension with just devil, just chaos wanting to spill in and murder. I mean, these people are just, I want to murder death. And that's why when they get power, they just start murdering and death camps and piles of dead bodies and stinking dead corpses and people in black uniforms and marching around all with their eyes alight with death and hell. Oh, and they tell you to stand down, and they tell you to go along with them. You cannot go along with them. You cannot give in to them. Any army that wears a black uniform is an enemy. Any army that festoons themselves with skulls is an enemy. The enemy signets are everywhere. Notice we don't have any new fads or fashions now. For 4 or 5 years, it's nothing but skulls and death. They're letting you know this is their time. And all the foolish public wears the mark of the New World Order, the mark that they're ready to be killed, ready to be slaughtered, ready to be hit with bioweapons. And the enemy is planning in the fall and winter, if we don't get the word out and stop them, to give you what you want. So, do you like skulls and death? The enemy wants to give you that, your dead children in your hands. They want to give you rotten corpses.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 or visit our website at directed21.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got sidetracked with this story about witchcraft in the White House. And people can read this, but if they don't know that all of the elite, every single prominent member of the Democratic Party or the Labour Party in England that we've ever researched is heavily into the occult. And then many Republicans and conservatives are members of Skull and Bones or different spinoffs of that and Bohemian Grove. And what do they do at Skull and Bones? They have homosexual sex. They worship Lucifer. They kneel before someone dressed as Lucifer, king of the world. That is now publicly mainstream news. ABC News admit it. And conservatives, whenever Bush is in office, they're like, well, you know, that's just fraternity fun. Oh, really? And then as old men, they go and do it, too. Well, it's kind of Christian for men to have sex in the woods and, you know, to worship Lucifer and to kneel before Moloch. So I'm not the one that's weird reporting on this. They're the ones that are out of their minds. So we need Watson or Steve Watson or Paul Watson or Kurt or Aaron or somebody to do a boil down. Occultism and politics. And just go over it. Because these politicians really believe that Satan is the god of this world. They believe that, again, there's two different camps, the Satanists and the Luciferians. And there's a little bit of go-between. And when you actually get into higher level Luciferianism, they lie to people and say, oh, we're loving. Oh, we believe Lucifer's really Jesus. But then they say, though Lucifer does want us to kill the majority of the earth. So they also lie. It's all about deception. And they really have just deceived themselves. But I'll get into that later. When you don't have Jeremiah Wright saying GD America, you got grandma getting possessed by the devil spirits. Can you imagine the wild dancing, the voodoo going in on there? Remember the Rolling Stones that time they got caught doing voodoo and a dead kid was there? Was he like 11 or 12, but they didn't get in trouble for it? Famous case. That was in New York. But they had strings to pull. Ah, you got a dead kid and some goat heads severed and blood everywhere. What's the big deal? I mean, it's all in the seeking after the power to really show you got what it takes. Kill some innocent. And see, it's their religious sacrament to inject you with the cancer viruses and the adjuvants that cause brain damage. When you get your Alzheimer's or your Guillain-Barré's or your muscular dystrophy, all the hundreds of different brain disorders they give you, it's all part of the sacrifice. The wars are part of the sacrifice. It's all part of the establishment showing themselves and their peers and their God that they're going to give blood sacrifice. And the Aztecs and the Mayans and the Babylonians and the Romans and the Egyptians and the Vandals, the Germans, the Gauls, the Norse, they all do it. The Britons, the Scots, every human culture plunges daggers into babies and rips their guts and hearts out. Every culture does it. Every culture piles the dead bodies up in the sun and throws women and children into freezing water with stones tied around them, or throws them into fiery bonfires, till their heads pop. And most cultures pull the meat out after it's cooked properly and devour their own children with pleasure. And what it is sick cultures where the most degenerate control freaks get into control, cow those of us that don't have their wicked spirit, and then start feeding on us. When will we rise up and smash the enemy? When will we rise up with righteousness and grab the New World Order by its snake-like throat and crush it? Crush the head of the snake and truly build towards the stars. But no, cultures of evil set in. And the minute you let control freaks and evil people get control, it immediately races to the bottom. The worse, the most degenerate, the most psychopathic, the most sadistic of their number soon get into power. And then it's all part of topping the last person. First they sell you the evil and darkness is sexy, and the weak are attracted to it like moths to the flame. Then they build an army of weak scum and turn them against the righteous and the upright. And the righteous and the upright stand down and let the weak, cowardly, lesser people run all over us. It's time to activate. It's time to rise. It's time to destroy the New World Order.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Out your window when I'm leaving, I won't even turn my
That's what the New World Order is afraid of us doing, is just standing up to them and saying, we don't buy anything you say or do. Government's too big. You're out of control. You're a bunch of parasites. The feds want to take over 20% of the economy. When I saw the numbers that Congress put out last week, as of August 11th, Americans worked 8 months or over half the year just to pay federal, state, and local taxes. I mean, they're already getting 60%+ of your money. And the OECD, the Organization of Economic and Cooperative Development, a big bank receivership arm set up during the Marshall Plan after World War II, but it's just a private banking receivership arm designed to take over countries. The OECD says they want an 85%+ tax rate worldwide under world government rule. And that, of course, is what Time Magazine and the Financial Times of London and the Wall Street Journal and hundreds of other publications have said in the last year, that to fix the economic crisis the banks created. They want a new bank of the world that we all pay our carbon taxes and other taxes to, and an 80-plus percent tax rate, and tax rates and interest rates and currency rates set by a private banking cartel so they can game the markets even more and vertically integrate things through their crony capitalist model. They socialize us. They socialize the risk, privatize the profit. They socialize our lives to make us dependent on them. But then you have private families that then own the majority of the planet. Can you, and the death panels, the euthanasia, it's all in there. You read the panels they want to set up, then you go read what those panels are in the bioethicist boards, and it is death panels. Europe has it. Tom Daschle wrote a book saying it. And the people know they're liars. It's like when Obama says, there is no just like when Obama comes out and says there are no gun control bills. Biggest gun control bills ever. It's like he says there is no cap and trade. There is no tax. He says this is not a tax when the whole thing is a giant 1,300-page tax admittedly on record. They just stonewall you and stonewall you. They stonewall all of us. So the debate is always about whether it exists or not instead of about do we want this. And again, it's a military tactic. It's a military tactic to say you are not being assaulted. You are not under assault. They will broadcast that a peace deal has been signed while they bomb your country. They will do it. They will broadcast over your radio transmissions in a real war that your forces are losing and that a deal's been signed. They will broadcast in your own language with your own codes that your commanders have told you to stand down. Or that your commanders have told you to surrender. This is military. This is 101 military conflict. Our government has been seized by offshore banks, offshore corporations engaged in hardcore black propaganda, black info war. Propaganda is a neutral term. It just means information supporting your political or worldview. White propaganda uses the truth. It's the most powerful type. But when you're lying criminals, you're forced to use black propaganda and gray propaganda. What is black propaganda? There's millions of forms of it. Here's one used against me. The feds come out knowing they're totally discredited, and so they say, I'm a fed all day. And it's just meant to confuse people, demoralize people, and to keep people from moving forward as leaders and taking action when we're starting to have huge victories. Because it's black propaganda, because it's a lie. It isn't based in common sense or history or any studying or understanding of how things work. But for ignorant people just now waking up, black propaganda is effective. Now, what is an example of white propaganda? White propaganda is reading the different bill numbers on air where it states that it allows the Attorney General to ban any handguns or rifles he wants with the stroke of a pen. We've given those bill numbers. White propaganda would be 3 years ago when they were lying and saying that the Senate bill was not amnesty, but it was secret and the public couldn't see it. And then Senator Sessions engaged in white propaganda. He released the bill and got in trouble for it. Under Senate rules, he wasn't supposed to, but everybody saw the bill and found out it was worse than amnesty. It legalized all illegal aliens, including felonies, and allowed them to bring their family members here for 6 years until it was supposedly going to be re-voted on. That's white propaganda. One of the biggest forms of black propaganda is to simply state there is no New World Order. As the globalists write hundreds of books, hundreds of white papers, really thousands of white papers, giant university reports, open announcements, CFR publicly writing the laws that Congress passes, Royal Institute of International Affairs writing the laws that Parliament passes in England, then saying there's no New World Order. It's very childlike level propaganda they use, but the public is at a childlike level of understanding. Okay, I'm ranting here. We've got a bunch of guests coming up today, including a surprise guest in the last hour. We have Tarpley coming on about eugenics and about Obama plunging the approval ratings 3 points last week. That's never before happened to a president, 3 points in 1 week in a bunch of different mainline polls. So we've got that going on. And I've got this militia individual coming on called Pale Horse that the media has been showing a lot of, a guy wearing a stocking over his face with an army helmet on top of it. Seems like a friendly fellow on the phone, but we'll talk about his message, and you'll get to hear him unedited by the mainstream media coming up in the next hour. And I have some suggestions for Mr. Pale Horse as well. So that is coming up. I really should have gotten into our top news right at the start of the show, but just the sheer magnitude and importance of it really dumbfounds me. I can't believe it's happening exactly, precisely the way I said it would. Man, being this right, folks, and understanding the enemy to this level, and then knowing they're just going to go on committing their crimes in plain view, and knowing the government are eugenicists, knowing they're spraying us with barium salts and aluminum dioxide, they admit they are now, Wall Street Journal, Associated Press, laughing at us, knowing they're putting cancer viruses and brain-damaging chemicals like adjuvants in all the major shots, having their own documents where they're doing it on purpose and laughing about it, it freaks me out. I don't even know what to say anymore. Knowing that it's all real, knowing I was right all these years. I wish I was wrong. I'm sick of doing this. I'm sick of not being able to tear myself away from it. And I'm sick of the problems it causes. Because, you know, nobody's perfect, but I need to be with my children more. And I've got work I've got to do. I've got a bunch of projects I'm working on, a bunch of places I've got to fly in the next 2 weeks. And I'm not whining and complaining. I'm just saying that I want this nightmare to end. I'm not in a one-upsmanship with the New World Order and all these corrupt people. My ego less and less is in it. I don't have any other word to describe it, so I'll use it. I'm not in a pissing contest with anybody anymore. In the past, I did have more ego involved in this. It was a little bit of a macho thing. I mean, I was doing it for the right reasons. My heart was in the right spot. But I'm going through changes right now, and I know all of you are too. It's a quickening of the spirit. And tapping into this level of knowledge, tapping into this level of understanding, tapping into this level of love, and then actually this level of discernment and seeing what I've been in the past and what I am, it's just so huge that I'm speechless. I almost want to just go wander around. In fact, that's what the instinct is, the drive, the spiritual drive, is to go to the countryside to get out of this. Because it's just, the information is so incredible. Like, I want to take a break a few minutes, and I'm going to come back and cover all these public officials coming out saying the government's planning martial law to use a stage flu outbreak to do it. The incredible success of the Joker poster contest on so many levels is indescribable. I want to thank all of you that have been involved. I just can't believe I'm in this position. It's also an overdriving understanding of that I'm not worthy to be in this position of leadership. And by the spirit of resistance to this tyranny, the spirit of, I mean, it is. It's the Holy Spirit is so strong against this evil that it's to a level I've never even experienced. And then I realize that there is a whole nother level that literally my flesh is almost holding back from taking me over. I just can't even describe this. Play Renegades, John. I've got to take a few minute break here, and then I'll cover this news, okay? Go to Renegades for me. Do you have that ready? All right, here it is. Make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order is real. Their plan to kill the majority of the population is real. They've been testing soft kill weapons in the water supply, the air, in the vaccines for a long time. They're getting more bold now with things like Gardasil and this flu shot. We have scores of mainstream news articles posted in the last few days up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com about the flu shot, the one they plan to force on every American, that's confirmed, killing large percentages of those in the trials. I mean, it's killing people fast and brain damaging and hurting others. But it's killing large percentages, just like upwards of 25% died in Europe last year during secret trials of a flu vaccine. And they're testing in the media if they can just kill us in large numbers and they're not even be a big deal. See, because if the media hypes up a shark killing one person a year off the California coast, people stop, you know, large portions of the population stop swimming in the Pacific Ocean off California if one person gets killed. You're saying, what does that have to do with this, Alex? Well, with how they can hype fear. See, if they don't hype the flu vaccines killing people en masse, then no one cares and people just take it and calmly die and go, yeah, my kid died, or yeah, my daughter can't walk now and is in a wheelchair. She was a cheerleader last week. Now she's in a wheelchair and has, you know, blood coming out her nose. But since the media acts like it's, oh, good, she's dead now, it's kind of like, oh, good, people are dying. I'm still going to take it. Oh, the Gardasil's killing all these people. Good, I'm going to give my daughter that. See, things that actually are deadly dangerous, nobody cares about because the media doesn't hype it. And then things that aren't dangerous, I mean, when people are walking around in the woods at 2 a.m., I've taken full-grown men out with me coyote hunting. They get scared in the middle of the woods at night with no flashlight. They don't like their night vision, their own eyes turning on. The big secret is, folks, you don't need night vision goggles. You stay outside for 30 minutes. Every person I've ever taken hunting, most people get scared out in the woods. They get spooked. It's fine. But see, they have monsters in their psyche, so they're scared. But meanwhile, real monsters, they're not scared of. So see, they're testing right now, killing you out in the open, and nothing happened. It's just unbelievable. All right, I'm going to get into all these public officials saying they're getting ready for martial law under the flu blanket, under the flu cover, and a lot more. Just stay with us.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill?
If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the physician's desk reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 6 minutes.
On the lonesome highway, east of Omaha, listen to the engine of morning and his one old song.
We're only alive once. Make sure it counts, ladies and gentlemen. It isn't about collecting toys or bobbles. It isn't about glitz and glamour. It's about exploring your mind, your soul. It's about science. It's about building. It's about improving the species. And realizing we're all just individually cells, part of a greater organism. And the elite understand that, so they try to take over humanity. We are individuals acting freely that make up a greater whole. Because the type of wicked individuals that seek to control society are the exact wrong type of psyches and souls that we need at the helm of humanity's destiny. I don't know how anybody could be bored with life. All the wonderment, all the amazing beauty, and all the ugliness, all of it is so amazing. How could anybody not just be absolutely stunned by creation? How could anyone not in their very soul feel the great directive energy of God Almighty? How could you not marvel at your consciousness? How could one not look at the stars? And not see the face of God. Instead, you have the public who had their souls basically sucked out of them. All right, here's what's going to happen. I've been waxing philosophic. We've got this militia commander coming on, who's been quite controversial in the media, pale horse, at 8 after. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv in 3 minutes, 10 seconds. When pale horse leaves us at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into all the latest developments here. Now, Dick Armey, former leader of the Republicans, former House Majority Leader, Republican of Dallas, very prominent, warns that the government is planning to exploit a hype swine flu outbreak this fall in order to reinvigorate support behind its failing Obamacare agenda. Congressman Brown is saying they want it for martial law. So is Ron Paul. And there can be no doubt that this is indeed happening. Now, I'm not tooting my horn. I say this so you'll pay attention to me. I told you this in January, before the flu ever broke out, as the priming event to get you ready for the fall in April. Now it's all manifesting exactly as I said. Please. It's like telling a 5-year-old, don't walk out in the street, you get run over. I understand the enemy. Please, I understand how to beat them. And I'm going to talk about that at the bottom of the hour coming up after we get into this militia discussion. We're going to dovetail that with all the mainstream news coming out, but dryly reporting on it, about how the government's putting live polio in the vaccine, killing people. AP. How the government's putting live cancer viruses in the current flu shot. Mainstream news. How it's causing degenerative brain disorders that are killing people in days. They're so deadly. I can't tell you how many people I know that go get a flu shot, have a convulsion, and are paralyzed a week later and then dead a year later. They're just killing us all over the place. We're going to talk about that. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.